今天早上我们要继续的查考马可福音。
This morning we continue our study of the book of Mark.
上一次我们查考马可福音的时候，我们看了马可福音四章三十五节到五章四十三节，是一段非常长的圣经。
The last time we were in the book of Mark, we looked at Mark chapter 4 verse 35, all the way until Mark chapter 5 verse 43.
马可福音四章三十五节到整个第五章，我们不断地看见一个重复的主题。
And in that entire passage, we saw a singular, recurring theme.
这里让我们看见了，我们必须要对耶稣有信心，因为耶稣所行的不同神迹证明了他就是神。
And we said that we must, this passage shows us that we must have faith in Jesus because of all the miracles that he had fashioned, and clearly he was God.
让我们复习一下上次我们所看过的。
Let us recap what we had seen the last time.
耶稣在平定了这个风浪之后，他斥责这些门徒对他没有信心。
After calming the storm, Jesus rebuked or asked his disciples why they had no faith.
我们看第四章第四十节，耶稣对他们说：“为什么胆怯？你们还没有信心吗？”
And he said to them, "Why are you so afraid?" In verse 40, "Have you still no faith?"
然后耶稣在医治了被许多鬼附着的那一个人之后，我们看见了这个被鬼附的人受了医治之后，他对耶稣就有了信心。
Later on in chapter 5, we saw that Jesus and the disciples went to the land of the Gerasenes and that he had healed a man with unclean spirit. And when that man was exorcised of those spirits, that man showed faith.
我们看第五章十八到第二十节。
We look at chapter 5, verse 18 to 20.
耶稣上船的时候，那从前被鬼附着的人恳求和耶稣同在，耶稣不许，却对他说：“你回家去。”到你的亲属那里，将主为你所做的是何等大的事，是怎样怜悯你，都告诉他们。那人就走了，在底加波利传扬耶稣为他做了何等大的事，众人就都稀奇。
Verse 18, as he was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed with demons begged him that he might be with him. And he did not permit him, but said to him, "Go home to your friends and tell them how much the Lord has done for you, and how he has had mercy on you." And he went away and began to proclaim in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him, and everyone marveled.
So, 我们看见了，当那个被鬼附的人得着医治之后，他对耶稣有信心，就遵行了耶稣的教导。
So we see that the man who had been exorcised of his demons, after that showed faith, and then he followed the instructions of Jesus.
然后就到了那一个患了很多年血漏的妇女被医治之后，耶稣表扬了她的信心，就在五章第三十四节。
And in the following passage, we saw that a lady, this woman who had been had a flow of blood for many years, after being healed by Jesus, she herself showed faith, or Jesus declared her faith.
因为第三十四节那里，耶稣对他说：“女儿，你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧，你的灾病痊愈了。”
Because in verse 34, he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease."
最后，在耶稣还没有使那个小女孩复活之前，他也鼓励小女孩的父亲，在第三十六节。他鼓励父亲叫他不要怕，只要信。
Now in the third and final incident, we saw that the little girl, Jairus' daughter, had died. And he encouraged Jairus by saying, Jesus encouraged Jairus by saying in verse 36, "Do not fear, only believe."
所以这整段经文这里有四个事件，四个事件都一同看的时候，我们就察觉了，原来这里有一个重复的重点，就是呼召我们要对耶稣有信心。
And as we look again at all these four different episodes, we see this recurring theme that we must have faith in Jesus.
因为耶稣胜过大自然，他也胜过鬼魔，他也胜过疾病与死亡，就代表了让我们看见他的确是神，我们就能够对他有信心。
Why? Because he has power over nature. He showed his power over demons, as well as over sickness and death. And we saw that indeed he was God, and indeed he deserves our faith in him.
不过上次我们也提过了，因为这段圣经非常的长，在里头有许多的细节我们都没有来一一的查看，因为我们不要错过了这个重点。
But at the same time, it was a very long passage, and we could not delve into a lot of interesting things because we didn't want to miss the main point.
不过现在我们已经知道了那一段经文的重点，我们就能够回到这一些事件，一一的查看它的一些细节。
But with the main point covered, we feel a freedom to go back to look into the nuts and bolts of this passage.
所以我们今天会回到马可福音第四章三十五到四十一节，我会讲的一个是一个主题性的信息。
And so today we will be looking and focusing on chapter 4, verse 35 to the end of the chapter, and I will be preaching a topical message this morning.
我会利用耶稣平静风浪为一个背景来讲今天的信息，因为通过这一场信息，我要让大家看到一些历史，还有地质学，还有神学。
And with this as a backdrop, or the Jesus coming a storm as a backdrop, I will be preaching today about, we'll be looking into a study of history, geology, and theology.
让我们来看马可福音四章三十五节。
Let us look at the passage this morning.
当天晚上，耶稣对门徒说：“我们渡到那边去吧。”门徒离开众人，耶稣仍在船上，他们就把他一同带去，也有别的船与和他同行。忽然起了暴风，波浪打入船内，甚至船要满了水。耶稣在船尾上枕着枕头睡觉，门徒叫醒了他，说：“夫子，我们丧命你不顾吗？”耶稣醒了，斥责风，向海说：“住了吧，静了吧。”风就止住，大大的平静了。耶稣对他们说：“为什么胆怯？你们还没有信心吗？”他们就大大的惧怕，彼此说：“这到底是谁？连风和海也听从他了。”
Chapter 4, verse 35. And on that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. And other boats were with him, and a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. He said to them, "Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?"
在我们还没有进入信息的第一点之前，让我先给你们看一些照片。
Before I get into the first point of the message this morning, let me show you a few photos.
这个是非常漂亮的一个地方。
This is a beautiful location.
是在爱尔兰的北极光。
And this is the Northern Lights in Ireland.
这个你们认得吗？
Do you recognize this photo?
可能这一张照片你不认得，不过这一张是从飞机上看下去的，是美国的大峡谷。
This is a photo being shot from the plane when it's right above the Grand Canyon in the United States.
还有这一张是在墨西哥的帕里库廷火山。
This photo is of the Paricutin volcano in Mexico.
这张呢？
And what about this?
现在奥运会就在那里进行。
This is a photo of where the Olympics is currently being held.
就是在巴西里约那热内卢的海港。
And this is in Rio in Brazil.
这个是在非洲的维多利亚瀑布。
These are the Victoria Falls in Africa.
还有从空中看下来这个维多利亚瀑布。
And this is a view of the same thing from the sky.
你看得到那一条路，这条路经过这个瀑布非常的长。
And you see that the road that goes around the falls is extremely long.
这个就是在尼泊尔，这个喜马拉雅山的最高峰，称为珠穆朗玛峰。
And this, of course, is the range of mountains called, or the highest of the range of mountains in the Himalayas called Mount Everest.
这个是在澳洲的大堡礁。
This is the Great Barrier Reef in Australia.
是从空中看下去的。
And again, it is a shot from the sky.
这个当然就是在大堡礁里头所看见的非常漂亮的一些海底世界。
And some shots of the wonder of it from the ocean.
我记得去年我们有一个弟兄与他的女儿去到爱尔兰那里看北极光。
I remember that we had a brother who last year with his daughter went to see the Northern Lights.
我在好几年前也与我的妻子一同到这个大峡谷那里去观光。
And some years ago with my wife, we went to the Grand Canyon.
这些都是非常壮观的一些地方，而且我们看了之后都会觉得非常的漂亮。
And these are amazing locations, and when we go see them, we are awed.
刚才我给你们看的那七个景点，就是所谓的世界七个七大奇观，七大自然奇观。
And of the photos that I showed you, they belong to the seven wonders of the world.
不过你知道吗？这些地方虽然是非常的漂亮，不过它们是如何形成的呢
？And as much as they are extremely beautiful, how were they constructed?
这些非常壮观的景点形成的原因是因为人的罪。
They were created out of man's sin.
你听清楚了吗？是因为人的罪让我们看见了，竟然有这些非常漂亮的地方。
Did you hear me right?These were made out of man's sin, and it was because of that that these amazing places exist.
所以这个就让我们来到了今天信息的第一点，我们看到创造的堕落。
And which brings us to the first point in today's message, the fall of creation.
因为神创造世界、宇宙万物的时候，一切都是完美，都是非常好的。
When God created all of creation, everything was good.
在创世纪一章三十一节，神创造完一切之后，他看这一切所造的都甚好。
In Genesis 1:31 it says, "And God saw everything that He had made, and behold, it was good."
当然，这个是在罪还没有进入世界之前。
Of course, this was before sin came into the world.
一切都是完美的，一切都是好的。
All things were perfect and good.
可是我们刚才所看见的那世界七大奇观是在罪之后才看见的。
Yet the photos that we had seen just now were of places that had been formed after sin came into the world.
我们知道在这个伊甸园里发生了什么事，当神创造了宇宙万物还有亚当夏娃之后，在伊甸园里夏娃被蛇引诱吃了这个分别善恶树上的果子，亚当也吃了，之后他们两个犯了罪，所以这个世界就融入罪里头。
And of course we're familiar with the story that began in the Garden of Eden where Adam and Eve had disobeyed God and had eaten of the fruit, and as they had eaten of the fruit that they were told not to eat, it plunged all of humanity and the world into sin.
这事实就是上个星期我们的牧师在这里谈到了，从罗马书五章十二节到二十一节就是上一堂信息的主题。
And if you were with us last week, you would have heard from the pulpit, a pastor preaching from Romans 5, verses 12 to 21. The exact same thing about how sin came into the world.
因为亚当他是代表了人类，当亚当犯了罪的时候，我们就是亚当的后裔，他是我们的首领，他犯了罪，我们就所有一切的人类就犯了罪。
And that story of sin coming into the world was because Adam, our federal head or the head of all humanity, had sinned. And in that same way, we had inherited the sins of Adam.
也因着罪, 所以死亡来临了。
And because of sin, death came.
不过亚当与夏娃的罪不只是影响到人类, 也导致整个被创造之物都受了咒诅。
Yet Adam and Eve's sin was not just limited, or the effects of it was not limited to just the both of them or humanity, but all of creation.
因为当亚当犯了罪之后, 创世纪三章十七到十八节，神对亚当说：“你既听从妻子的话，吃了我所吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子，地必为你的缘故受咒诅。你必终身劳苦才能从地里得吃的，地必给你长出荆棘和蒺藜来。”
Genesis 3:17 and 18 says, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In pain shall you eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you."
所以因着亚当犯了罪之后，整个地球都受了咒诅。
And so we see that after Adam had fallen into sin, the entire world was affected.
罗马书8:20也告诉我们，受造之物浮在虚空之下，不是自己愿意。
Romans 8:20 says, "For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it."
还有22节，一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦。
And Romans 8:22, "For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth."
所以刚才我所提到的那世界七大奇观，原来是因为人犯了罪之后才造成的一些这个天然的地方。
And all those amazing places that I had mentioned just now, these seven wonders of the world, were in fact created because of man's sin.
他们虽然还是非常的漂亮，因为它保留着之前完美的创造的一些的美善。
Yet they have kept or retained some of the beauty of the original creation, and therefore they are in themselves amazing.
你可以想象在伊甸园里，亚当与夏娃还未犯罪之前，伊甸园是多么的漂亮吗？
Yet consider before sin came in and before the fall of Adam and Eve and all of mankind, how beautiful the Garden of Eden must have been.
伊甸园是一个完美的地方，是我们不可能想象的一种完美，简直就是在人间的天堂。
In fact, you probably cannot fathom just how perfect and amazing the Garden of Eden was.
在人犯罪之后的亚当的后裔都成了罪人，罪人有非常创新的这些方法来否认神的存在。
And after the fall of Adam, all of creation had become extremely creative in ways in how they would deny God.
他们不认同原来是神创造宇宙万物，既然叫这个为称为大自然，这个是华文讲的大自然，不过在英文他们讲是 Mother Nature 或者大自然之母。
And we see that because of this fall and the sin's corrupted nature, people came up with ways to explain away God's creation. They call nature Mother Nature, as though nature had created these things.
这个讲说大自然之母，就好像是大自然将这一切都生了出来一样。
It is as though this nature had given birth to all these things.
不过圣经却告诉我们，人是没有借口不认识神的。
Yet the Bible tells us that man has no excuse.
罗马书1:19-20，神的事情人所能知道的，原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明。自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见， 但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
Romans 1:19 to 20 says, For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world and the things that have been made, so they are without excuse.
所以我们在这里就看到了这个历史，就是创造的堕落，因为亚当他违背神，他听从了他的妻子所说的，吃了神所不给他们吃的果子，整个世界就受了咒诅。
And so here we see the fall of creation or the history of sin, such that when Adam and Eve had sinned, together with when Adam and Eve had sinned, they plunged the entire world and all of creation into sin.
因着罪，这个世界受了咒诅，也因着这个咒诅，所以我们就看见有这一些天灾，很像地震，很像飓风，就好像现在马可福音四章这里所提到的暴风，也是这样的来临的。
And because of sin caused the fall of creation. As a result of that, nature and all its and all its systems, such as what we just read in Mark chapter 4, this great storm out in the Sea of Galilee, all this came about.
我们现在就来到了第二点，我们看见大自然的愤怒。
Point number two is the fury of nature.
在这里我就带领大家来查考一些地质学的这些理论。
And in this point, we're going to be looking at a bit of geological studies.
第37节，四章37节，忽然起了暴风，波浪打入船内，甚至船要满了水。
In verse 37 of chapter 4, it says, And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling.
在我们当中有从菲律宾来的弟兄姐妹，他们知道飓风是什么样子的。
Among us are brothers and sisters from the Philippines, and they would understand what a hurricane is.
我们也有弟兄姐妹来自美国的加州，他们很熟悉什么是地震，还有什么是这些森林大火等等的。
Our brothers and sisters from, say, California would understand what an earthquake is.
为什么在这个加利利海这边突然间会起了暴风呢？
Why in the midst of the Sea of Galilee would a storm suddenly arise?
这个是加利利海的地图，我们看见了这个加利利海周围原来都是高山环绕着，这里周围都是高山来的。
Here then is a map of the Sea of Galilee, and you will realize that surrounding the sea are an entire range of mountains.
这张图画会比较清楚一点，这些就是环绕着加利利海的高山。
And you can see that more clearly in this photo, the mountains that surround the Sea of Galilee.
这个是非常高的山啊，不是，你看到这边有一点，这个一点的这边全部都是树来的。
And these are extremely tall mountains.
这个是另外一张图，也让我们看见环绕着的这个山。
Again, here's another illustration of the surrounding mountain range.
所以这个加利利海就好像是一个盆一样，周围是高山，加利利海在中间，好像一个水盆一样。
And what that does is it creates a bowl or a basin such that all the mountains are high and the sea level is much lower.
在这一个西南边，这里有一个在山间有一个裂口，从这个裂口就会有这个风很快的吹进来。
And there is an entryway for winds to enter into the Sea of Galilee from the southwestern end of it.
也就是因为这样，所以在加利利海会突然间起这个暴风，当时他们对这种突然间起的暴风是非常常见的。
And as this gust of wind quickly and unexpectedly rushes into the Sea of Galilee, into this basin, what happens is the Sea of Galilee becomes very unpredictable in terms of its weather.
这样这个地球为什么会变成今天这个样子呢？
Why then does this earth, why has it become this way today?
为什么在伊甸园里亚当犯了罪之后会使这个地球变成今天的样子？为什么这一个咒诅会变成这样？
Why, because of Adam's sin, has it affected the world? And why is the world the way it is today?
我们记得当亚当与夏娃犯罪之后，神将他们赶离伊甸园。
If you remember when Adam and Eve had sinned, God had chased them out of the Garden of Eden.
从那一个时候开始，人类就陷在罪中，而且人的罪越来越猖狂。
And from that point onwards, sin was in the life of man, and sin continued to grow.
我们也知道，来到了诺亚方舟的这个故事，神用洪水毁灭了当时的世界。
And if you remember, in the time of Noah, God caused a flood to eradicate the entire world.
整这个洪水盖过了整个地面，不过只有诺亚与他的一家八口得救了。
And it was this flood waters that killed everyone and every being on this earth except for Noah and his family who were in the ark.
在洪水之前的世界还有洪水之后的世界是什么样子的？有什么分别？
What was the world like before and after the flood? What was the difference?
我们当然就能够从创世纪那里找到答案。
And we can see the answer, we can find the answer in Genesis.
创世纪一章第六到第七节，神在创世之前的时候，在犯罪之罪还没有来到世界之前，神说诸水之间要有空气，将水分为上下，神就造出空气，将空气以下的水、空气以上的水分开了，事就这样成了。
Genesis 1:6-7 And God said, Let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters. And God made the expanse and separated the waters that were under the expanse from the waters that were above the expanse, and it was so.
这个是罪还没有来之前。
And this was before sin entered the world.
所以这个空气上面有一层水，下面也有一层水。
And what this pictures is that there is a body of water above the atmosphere or in the sky, and then there was a body of water below.
让我们看这张图片就看得到，这个就是地球在空气之间上面有一层水。
And we see in this photo, especially in the cross section of it on the right hand box, that there is water separated from the earth by the firmament, and then there is water in the earth itself.
所以在洪水之前，我们相信原来有一层水环绕着整个地球，这个是在天空以外的。
And so before the flood, we realized that there was in fact a body of water that is above the atmosphere.
如果我们当时能够从太空来观看地球的话，它可能就是这个样子。
And if we could have seen the earth from space at that time, perhaps this is what it would look like.
这里就是地球，然后这里外头有一层水环绕着整个地球。
We can see that an entire body of water envelops or covers the earth.
而且在当时我们也相信圣经告诉我们，这个土地地土是一整片的，不是像我们今天所看见有各大洲。
Now, in addition to that, we understand from the Bible that the land mass of the earth was one big piece.
不是像今天各大洲的 different continents.
Unlike what we see today where there are different continents.
因为创世纪一章九到十节告诉我们，神说天下的水要聚在一处，使干地露出来，事就这样成了。神称干地为地，称水的聚处为海，神看这是好的。
Genesis 1:9-10 says, And God said, Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas, and God saw that it was good.
所以当时只有一片土地，一大片土地。
And so we see that at creation, the earth was one land mass.
当然我们今天看见的世界各大洲就是这个样子的。
However, today as we can see from this map, this is what the world looks like.
这里就是北美、南美，然后亚洲在这里，这边是新加坡，认得吗？ 还有这里是非洲。
Of course, we can see the different continents separated on that map.
可是我们也知道，地质学家很早以前就相信所谓的大陆漂移论。
However, we understand that geologists have long believed in what is known as the continental drift theory.
他们相信当之前这个土地是一整片的，然后慢慢的分了开来。
And they believe that at the beginning of creation was an entire landmass that broke up and slowly drifted apart.
这里有非常强的这个证据能够证明这一个地原来是一片的，为什么呢？因为这个是南美洲的西，这个是南美洲的东海岸，对不起，南美洲的东海岸跟这个非洲的西海岸是非常吻合的。
And we can see that there is strong evidence for it because if you look at the shape of the different continents, they actually fit very nicely together.
就好像拼图一样。
And it's almost like a jigsaw puzzle.
如果我们根据这样的来看，我们就看见当时的地面原来是这个样子的。你看到吗？这个就是南美洲跟非洲那一边可以连接在一起的。
Based on that theory, if we brought those continents together, we can see that everything fits very nicely together, such as the eastern coast of South America and the western coast of Africa.
而且今天这一些地质学家也在南美洲这一边跟非洲这一边找到非常相同的化石 fossil.
And in fact, scientists have found very similar fossils.On the eastern coast of South America and the western coast of Africa.
为什么我们要看这一切呢？
Why do we have to look at that?
因为信圣经的地质学家还有不信圣经的地质学家都能够同意这个大地漂移论，这个大陆漂移论。
Because both Bible-believing geologists and atheist geologists can both agree on this continental drift theory.
他们所不同意的是到底怎样形成的。
Where they disagree is how this came about.
不信的地质学家相信这个大陆漂移是这整个过程有几十亿的年在中间。
Now, scientists who are atheists believe that this continental drift happened across billions of years.
可是如果你仔细的想想，如果这个过程真的是几十亿年的话，因着这些海水的侵蚀，我们不可能会看见这个南美洲跟非洲有这么吻合的这个相同之处。
Yet if we consider the rate of erosion and all of that, there is no way that these continents can fit so nicely together.
圣经就给了我们非常清楚的答案。
And so the Bible has given us a very clear answer.
因为在挪亚当时，神用洪水来浸了整个世界。
And that is that during the time of Noah, God used the flood waters or submerged the earth in flood waters.
你们记不记得当时下了几天的雨？
And as you remember, or do you remember how many days did the rain continue to come down for?
谁记得下了几天的雨？
How many days did it rain for during the
flood? 下了四十天的雨。
It rained for 40 days.
因为在创世纪七章十一到十二节，在挪亚六百岁二月十七日那一天，大渊的泉源都裂开了，天上的窗户也敞开了，四十昼夜降大雨在地上。
Genesis 7 says, In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, on the 17th day of the month, on that day all the fountains of the great deep burst forth, and the windows of the heavens were opened, and rain fell upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights.
不信神的地质学家说，就算是下40天40夜的雨，也不可能把整个世界浸在水里。
The unbelieving geologists or scientists would then say,Even if this 40 days and 40 nights of rain did occur, it would not be possible to submerge an entire earth in flood waters.
可是圣经告诉我们，天上的窗户也敞开了，这个是什么意思？
Yet the Bible says that all the fountains of the great deep burst forth and the windows of the heavens were opened. What does that second half mean?
记得我们刚才看见这个地球上面有一层水吗？
Now remember that we had spoken about this picture and how there was a body of water above the atmosphere.
所以当这个天上的窗户敞开了，这一层水就掉下来了。
And when these windows of heaven opened, that's where the body of water then flooded the earth.
所以今天我们不再有这一层水，因为在挪亚的时候，这整层水都掉了在地上，将整个地球给盖过了。
Today we don't have that atmospheric body of water because that fell during the time of Noah.
这些水就足够把整个地球给盖了。
And this amount of water was sufficient to flood the entire earth.
所以创世纪给我们看见了当时的世界，还有发生了什么事情。
Of course, Genesis tells us what else happened during creation.
所以首先这些不幸的地质学家说，下了40天的雨也不可能会把这个世界给用水盖过了。
And so again, these unbelieving scientists said that even if rain fell for 40 days and 40 nights,It would not be enough to cover the earth.
可是当信神的地质学家指出原来有这一层水在天空之外，他们又怎么说呢？
And when believing scientists had brought up the fact that there was indeed water outside the atmosphere, what was the response?
他们说不可能。
They would say that's not possible.
不可能有水悬挂在天空上。
It is not possible that a body of water would be suspended above the atmosphere.
不过同时间，这些人却相信我们的所有星球就悬挂在这个太空那里，没有不无尽的一直在掉。
These are the same people who would readily believe that that our solar system has different planets being suspended in the atmosphere.
你看，当人要否认神的存在的时候，无论有任何的证据，他们还是会否认的。
And we see that whatever it is, that whatever evidence has been presented to them, if they do not want to believe it, they won't.
路加福音十六章那里，有一个人，他下了地狱之后，他跟亚伯拉罕说，叫亚伯拉罕猜。一个人去到去警告他的弟兄，不过亚伯拉罕说，他们有摩西和先知的话可以听。他说，我主亚伯拉罕啊，不是的，若有一个从死里复活的到他们那里去，他们必要悔改。亚伯拉罕说，若不听从摩西和先知的话，就是有一个从死里复活的，他们也是不听劝。
We see this account of an unbeliever who had died in Luke chapter 16.And he had, and it says, but Abraham said, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear. And he said, no, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent. He said to him, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead.
摩西和先知的话就是指圣经。
Moses and the prophets refer to the Bible.
所以如果一些人不愿意信神的话，他们会找所有的借口来否认神。
The point here is that if someone doesn't believe in the Bible, he or she will find all sorts of ways and excuses to deny God.
就算是有神迹发生，他们也会否认，他们会说不可能的。
Even if a miracle was done in front of them, they would still say that's not possible.
圣经告诉我们，他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。
Romans 1 tells us, For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God, or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened.
不过对我们来说却不是这样的，我们是信神的，我们信神的话，我们也信神的话所记载的一切是准确的。
But that is not what we believeAs Christians, we believe that the Bible is God's word and that God's word is accurate and true.
所以当神用洪水进了整个世界的时候，这一个地就分裂了。
And so when God submerged the earth in flood waters, this earth started to fragment.
这个可以长话短说，当这个洪水后退的时候，就使这个地面给分离了开来。非常快的，而不是几十亿年所发生的。
And as the flood waters receded, this land mass that was once singular had started to break up.
所以就分为今天我们所认识的各大洲。
And it is today what we know as the continents.
我们就看见了这一个大峡谷，这一个喜马拉雅山，还有加利利海这里的高山等等的形成了。
And so we see the formation of things like Mount Everest or the Sea of Galilee and the mountain range around it.
不过非常可悲的是，当人不肯认神的时候，他们不愿意认同神是真实的，他们不愿意认同圣经就是神的话，他们就要否认这一切。
Yet it is said that when people do not believe in God, they deny also the word of God and deny the truth of all of this.
因为如果他们要认同神的确是真实的，圣经就是神的话，他们就必须要认同他们是罪人，必须要悔改。
Because if they have to accept that the Bible is true and they have to accept that God is true, then they have to accept that they are sinners and that they need to repent.
他们就是要否认这一点。
And of course, they would want to deny that point.
不过非常可笑的是，当有这个任何事情、任何坏事情发生的时候，他们就很快的想要指责是神的错。
The irony of these atheists is that when something bad happens, they are quick to point the finger at God.
他们不愿意认同他的存在，不过坏事情发生的时候就指责是神的错。
They refuse to accept his existence.But when something bad happens, they are happy to point the finger at him.
其实他们只是要神顶罪罢了。
But of course, what they really want is for God to take the blame.
你们知不知道有一些保险的条约，那里有一些条文是要保护这个保险公司的。
Do you know that in an insurance document, there are clauses that are set out to protect the insurance company?
在英文这一个条文叫做 acts of God,
and in English these clauses are called acts of God,
也就是神的作为
or what is known as things that God has done.
如果是因为神的作为而导致你有什么损失的话，保险公司不赔。
And if God had done certain things, then it is not up to the insurance company to pay for those things.
所以他们觉得方便的时候就找神来做挡箭牌，不方便的时候就讲没有神。
And of course, when that happens, it is convenient for them to say, "Hey, God did that."
不过你知道吗？神的确是为我们顶罪了。
However, it is indeed true that God had taken the blame for us.
不过不是这些人所要他顶的罪。
Not in the same way that these people think.
是真正的罪，就是在亚当与夏娃在伊甸园所犯的罪，还有罪债，耶稣就在十字架上偿还了这个罪债。
But real sin, sin that entered into this world through Adam and Eve, and has now been paid for by the death of Jesus Christ on the cross.
所以耶稣不是要来顶这些人要他顶的罪，来满足人类，而是顶了神。的这个公义所要的审判。
Jesus came to take the blame not of these things that unbelievers think, but of sin that deserved payment or punishment from a righteous God.
我们就可以来到了第三点，看这个救赎的丰盛。
So we come to point number three, the fullness of redemption.
我们记得这些高山低谷，到处可见的高山低谷，都是神的作为，不过是神在洪水审判时的作为，而不是创造的时候。
Indeed, we see that these mountains and these valleys are the handiwork of God, not at the point of creation, but because of sin.
不过当神在挪亚的时候审判罪，他有没有完完全全的除灭罪呢？
But when God judged sin during the time of Noah, did he completely eradicate it?
当然没有，因为在挪亚之后，罪还是不断的影响这一个世界，而且人还是不断的死。
Clearly not, because even after Noah, we continue to see sin in man's life, and because of sin, we continue to see death.
上个星期牧师也提到了，就是在罗马书五章十四节那里，然而从亚当到摩西死就做了王，连那些不与亚当犯一样罪过的在也在他的权下，亚当乃是那以后要来之人的预像。
Pastor mentioned last week that from Romans 5:14 that death reigned from Adam to Moses even over those whose sinning was not like the transgression of Adam who was a type of the one who was to come。
因为神的计划根本就不是要用洪水来消灭罪。
God's plan was never to use the flood waters to get rid of sin。
在伊甸园里，亚当与夏娃犯了罪之后，神就已经给女人这个预言，她的后裔会击碎这个蛇的头。
And in fact, at the point of the fall in the Garden of Eden, he had already given the promise to the woman that her offspring will trample on the head。
这个女人的后裔就是要来的耶稣基督，这个世界的救赎者，他会完全的击败撒旦。
And this offspring would be Jesus Christ, who would come and destroy Satan.
因为一人的过犯，死就因这一人做了王，何况那些受洪恩又蒙所赐之义的，岂不更要因耶稣基督一人在生命中做王吗？
For if because of one man's trespass death reigned through that one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ.
神救赎的计划就完完全全的在耶稣道成肉身的时候显现了。
God's plan for redemption was fully manifested in the man Jesus Christ who came to this earth.
所以在马可福音这里我们就读到了耶稣基督他降临了，他在这里也显现给门徒看，他就是神，他能够胜过大自然，他平静了风浪。
And so in Mark we see this man, God man Jesus, who came and who worked many miracles and showed that he was Lord over even nature.
让我们回到马可福音四章三十九节。
Let's return to Mark chapter 4, verse 36.
耶稣醒了，斥责风，向海说：“住了吧，静了吧。”风就止住，大大的平静了。耶稣对他们说：“为什么胆怯？你们还没有信心吗？”他们就大大的惧怕，彼此说：“这到底是谁？连风和海也听从他了。”
In verse 39, he says, And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said to them,Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith? And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?
我们知道就算是这个暴风停止了之后，这个海浪还是会继续的滚滚的。
Now, even if the winds would stop, we know that the waters of the sea would continue to be violent.
就好像这个地震过后带来的海啸是在地震过后的。
And it is like the tsunamis, which are an after effect of an earthquake.
所以就算风止了，海浪也未必会停止。
So even if the winds cease, the seas may not.
不过在这里我们看见了，就算是海也大大的平静了，就证明了这一个是真正的神迹。
Yet even as in this account, we see that even the large waves had ceased.
因为马可非常小心地告诉我们，不只是风止住，而且大大的平静了，也就是这些海浪也平了。
And Mark is very careful to make that assertion that it is not just the winds that ceased, but there was a great calm in the oceans.
因为这个门徒的反应也是连风和海也听从他了。
Because if you look at the response of the disciples, it says, even the wind and the sea obey him.
所以我们就看见原来这个是一个真的神迹，耶稣表现了他能够胜过所有的大自然。
This was a miracle and Jesus showed in this miracle that he was Lord over even nature.
这里所记载的不是让我们看见基督徒能够有能力来胜过大自然，不是的。
This should not be seen as Christians being having the power to control nature.
这里是让我们看见耶稣才是神，因为唯独耶稣才有这个能力来胜过大自然。
Well, this shows us that Jesus was God because Jesus had the power over nature, and only Jesus has this.
因为人犯了罪，所以这个世界受了咒诅。
Because man fell and sinned, the earth was cursed.
因着人的罪，世界受了咒诅，所以我们今天就看见了这一些天灾。
And because of this sin and this curse, today we see these natural disasters.
不过当耶稣来的时候，他表现了他对一切的大自然都有权柄，因为他才有这个能力来扭转这一个罪的效果。
When Jesus came, he showed that he was Lord even above, even over these natural forces, and it was only him that can reverse the effects of sin.
而且耶稣不只是会救赎罪人，他也会救赎这一个创造。
In fact, he will redeem not just sinners, he will also redeem all of creation.
当耶稣平定这个风浪的时候，只是一种预展，让我们看见将来的事情。
This incident where Jesus had calmed the storm is a foreshadowing of what we will eventually see in the future.
就是连创造物也会得到救赎。
That even creation would be redeemed.
罗马书八章二十一节告诉我们，受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。
In Romans it tells us that creation itself will be set free from its bondage to corruption and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God.
我们教会相信的是所谓的时代论。
Our church believes in dispensationalism.
时代论里教导神通过不同的时代来对待人类。
And that teach, and what we believe is that God deals with humanity in different dispensations.
所以神是渐进式的给我人类启示。
And it is in increasing progressive revelation in these dispensations.
在时代论里，其中一个非常重要的观点就是神的救赎计划是不断的扩充的。
And a key point in dispensationalism is that God's plan for redemption continues to broaden across over time.
你们记得在伊甸园里，神拯救了两个人，就是亚当与夏娃。
Now we know that in the Garden of Eden.God saved two people, Adam and Eve.
然后通过这个方舟，他拯救了一家八口。
And then after that, he saved a family.
然后他将以色列带到埃及那里，拯救了一整族的人。
And then God saved an entire people, or a tribe of people.
因为他们被因着约瑟被带入这个埃及，然后就拯救了整族的人。
And this was
Joseph
who went into Egypt.
然后当神从埃及那里把以色列人带出来的时候，是拯救了一整个国家的人。
And then God from Egypt took an entire people or nation of people out from Egypt.
来到新约，神不只是拯救以色列人，他也拯救万国的外邦人。
Now in the New Testament, he does not only save Israel, he saves the Gentiles as well.
然后到了将来，他不只是拯救人类，他也会拯救整个创造。
And in the ultimate future, he will not only save humanity, he will save man, he will save creation.
这个就是救赎的丰盛。
And this is the culmination of the plan of salvation.
在启示录二十一章，我们刚才还有上个星期都读过了。会有一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭号、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
This future is recorded in Revelation 21, where we see that a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more.
凡不洁净的，并那行可憎与虚 幌之士的总不得进那城，只有名字写在羔羊生命册上的才得进去。
Revelation 21:27, but nothing unclean will ever enter it, nor anyone who does what is detestable or false, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life.
当然救赎如果要得到完全的成就，完全的丰盛，撒旦还有死亡必须要被击败。
And for redemption to be fully complete,Satan and his demons will have to be vanquished.
在启示录就告诉我们，那迷惑他们的魔鬼会被扔在硫磺的火湖里，就是兽和假先知所在的地方，他们必昼夜受痛苦，直到永永远远。
The Bible describes this in Revelation 21:10, where it says the devil who had deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet were, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever.
与他们一同的就是那些胆怯的、不信的、可憎的、杀人的、淫乱的、行邪术的、拜偶像的和一切说谎话的，他们的份就在烧着硫磺的火炉里，这是第二次的死。
Joining them in the lake of fire are the cowardly, the faithless, the detestable. As for murderers, the sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters and all liars, their portion will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death.
所以当我们看见了今天这个世界上有这些所谓的天灾，我们必须要知道，原来这些天灾是因为创造的堕落，是因为罪的缘故才有的。
And so as we look around us and we see these wonders of the world, we see that it is because of the fall of mankind and the fall of creation that they were formed.
有地震，有这个海啸，有这个飓风等等，这些天灾都是因这罪的缘故。
These natural disasters like storms, like earthquakes, all these things come about because of sin.
这些是大自然的愤怒。
And this is the fury of nature.
不过我们如果是信主的话，我们就必须要对他有信心，因为就算是在这一些自然灾害，我们知道神救赎我们。
And if we are Christians, that we must have faith, because we know that even in these natural disasters, God's saving us.
如果是有任何的弟兄姐妹真的是经过了这些天灾等等的，我们能够鼓励他们，因为神将来的救赎是丰盛的，他会救赎不只是罪人，而且会造一个新天新地，将这一个创造的堕落给扭转过来。
And if there are any of us who have been through these natural disasters, take heart, because one day, a day is coming where redemption will be complete and the curse of this world will be removed.
我们记得在几个星期前 Professor Shaheen 在这里教导我们如何传福音。
About a week or so ago, we had Professor Shaheen who was here to explain to us or to teach us how we might be able to share the gospel.
我们发现 Professor Shaheen 的每一个这个与其他人交通的时候，他的用意都是故意的要去向那一个人传福音。
And in all his interactions with people, his main point was always to lead them towards or lead the conversation towards sharing the gospel.
所以如果我们是面对着非信徒，我们也能够用这些天灾来指向这个福音。
And so that when we meet unbelievers, we are able then to point them to these natural disasters and then share the gospel.
因为这一些都是因着罪的缘故，我们就能够谈到原来人犯的罪。
And because we know that these were formed out of sin, we can then raise the issue of sin.
也能够让他们看见原来耶稣能够拯救这一切。
Not only that, we can then tell them that it is Jesus Christ through these things.
他不只是来救罪人，他也会完完全全的拯救这一些受创造之物。
That is not just people that he will save, but one day all of creation will be redeemed.
不过当耶稣来完成这一切救赎的时候，你会在哪里呢？
But when one day this redemption happens, where will you be found?
你的名字会被写在生命册上呢？还是你会属于 这一个硫磺的火湖里。
When this day comes, will you find your name in the book of life, or will you find yourself in the lake of fire?
我们也应该像门徒一样问自己这个问题，这到底是谁？连风和海也听从他了。
And we should, as the disciples did, ask ourselves, who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?
你的答案将会断定你是在生命册里呢，还是在火湖里。
Your answer will determine whether your name is found in the book of life or if your fate awaits in the lake of death.
让我们做一个结束祷告。
Let us close in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you that even as we live and even as our bodies groan for redemption, even as we go through life struggling with our sin, for those of us who indeed know you, we know that, Lord, one day is coming where redemption awaits, complete redemption. We know that one day pain and sin and death will be put away, and that, Lord, we will be able to see you face to face, and that faith will turn to sight. Father, for those of us who know you, we pray that you give us in our hearts a longing for that future, that we would not find our comforts here, but that we would remember that we are merely pilgrims passing through. We pray that even as we look around us and we see the wonder of your creation, may you remind us of the sin that formed them. And we pray that, Father, you would use us to share the gospel with others, that they would come to know you and believe in you. We pray also for those who may not know you yet, Lord, that their answer to who is this man be one that is given to them by the Spirit, that this man is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and may they believe in him and find salvation. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.